Hey folks, Chad Duplantis with Dennis in the Know, and today I just wanted a few minutes. This is Brandon Hill from Dental Nachos. He's the director of sales for Dental Nachos. And as we started this Facebook journey, one of our biggest supporters in the social media business was Dental Nachos and Dennis Job Connect, and really big fan of Paul Goodman and what he's created over there. So Brandon, tell us a little bit about how long you've been with Dental Nachos.
Sure. And thanks for having me, Chad. I really appreciate
it. Here,
I love everything that you do and everything that Dinks does. So yeah, I've been there about 5 years now.
Okay.
Very close. If I actually, in a couple weeks, it'll be 5 years.
That is awesome. And I'm sure you've seen a lot of growth. Do you remember where y'all were as far as members when you started?
I want to say I think the talk around that time was, wow, we're past 10,000 members.
Okay, okay.
Around when I came on board. So I remember I was there for the push to 20,
okay,
which was a huge deal. And then we just didn't know how it was going to keep blowing up from there. So, and it's been pretty consistent and pretty organic too.
And what do you guys have now?
55,000, give or take, in the Facebook group.
Yeah. 55,000 members in the Facebook group, which is virtually unheard of. You know, and the thing is that, you know, we started this journey late. We're nowhere near 55,000. We can only hope to one day get there. But, you know, you guys just do such a great job of engaging. So if I had to ask you, what's your target audience? Do you have one?
So it's very interesting. So there's a couple target audiences.
Okay.
The main target audience is dentist.
Okay.
But it's every age and I mean, that's in our tagline. You know, we help dentists at every age and stage of their career. So if you are a dentist or you're another dental industry professional, you are part of the market. So the dentists pretty much, you know, are the most visible in our group. But we have the team members. We have the students. We have, you know, hygienists and office managers and other dental industry professionals that are not clinical. So it's really everybody that has a stake in the success of the dental profession should be in the group.
You know, and that's we're the same way too. And so, you know, here we are at Chicago Midwinter, and you know, we run into you, and it's funny because as you walk through this meeting, there's so many people and they're trying to sell you something. And
absolutely,
you and I are here, and I'm like, hey, come to our booth because we're not selling you a damn thing.
Right,
you know?
Right.
But one of the biggest things is people come over and it says Dentist in the Know, and you know, you guys are Dental Nachos, we're Dentist in the Know, and the only reason we're called Dentist in the Know is because the three of us happen to be dentists.
Right.
But we're open to everybody too, and that's what I love about what Paul did in the creation of his group. And there's not one person out there in dentistry that does not know who Paul Goodman is. If they are, if they don't, then they live under a rock. But you know, one of the things that I want to ask you about is that, you know, you notice each group kind of has their focus.
Correct.
And I know that Paul's open to everybody, but what would you say his biggest or y'all's biggest advocacy to your group is?
So it changes because I think when Dental Nachos first started, a lot of what Paul, who also, you know, taught residents,
sure,
and had, you know, I think a pretty good cachet with the dental students and residents.
Right.
So I think in the beginning, that was a big chunk of the group. And I think in the beginning, it got known as a group for dental students, residents, and very young dentists.
Yeah.
We even had some funny acronyms around that. A baby age dentist is a band.
Yeah,
BAD,
yeah.
Right? So, but as people are getting older, these same people who came in as residents, students, and young dentists are now buying practices or maybe even hiring associates. We even know some of them that have retired from dentistry since that time because they went into other things. So I would say our avatar, if you will, is a younger-ish dentist, and when I say younger-ish, I mean 50 below,
right,
who either is someone who owns a practice looking to expand or someone who is an associate looking to get into practice ownership.
Yeah, and you know, I love Paul's mission, and I hate to say against dental schools, but I'm going to say his mission to better dental schools and dental education, and that makes a lot of sense because I don't know. I think I followed Paul. Everybody always wonders what the hell a dental nacho is, you know. But, you know, I think I followed Paul from the beginning, and I did not know that it started off as so many dental students that were in the group. But, you know, I just want to thank you guys for what you're doing for our profession. And, you know, we certainly have some great leaders to follow after. One thing that I'll also say about Paul's group is that Brandon is a direct representation of Paul and what he wants to do in dentistry. And you know, you've been there 5 years, so obviously you kind of like what you're doing.
Absolutely. And I'll say something and piggyback off of what you said about the dental schools and kind of explains kind of my why and how I got involved. So as a person who was not a dentist, not clinical, didn't work in dentistry at all until I worked for Dental Nachos, my background is very diverse, but it all has to do with sales and business leadership, teaching companies and people how to have intelligent sales systems, programs, and people, and how to really create value to drive revenue. So that's what I do at Dental Nachos, and that's also what I teach people who are clients of Dental Nachos to do. The thing about the dental schools is this. Like you said, it's not that Paul hates dental schools.
No.
It's that what he's trying to hold them accountable to is value. If prices are going up, but value is not, that's bad business.
Yep.
You know, when I talk to dentists and, you know, like me being a sales professional, a lot of dentists, sales is a scary word. I'm not a salesperson. I'm a dentist, right? Yep. I'm a clinician. Yep. What I try to teach them is this. Good business and good sales just means that your client got more value than you did from the money that you received. So you sell somebody a $60,000 full mouth rehab, sounds like a lot of money until you see the value that that means for that patient's life.
Absolutely.
And that's how we look at the dental schools. It's not that dental schools are the enemy. If you're going to keep raising your tuition, but giving less training, less skills, that's a problem.
Great segue into, you know, I just want to say that, you know, creating value, if you create value, in addition to what you said, that patient is more willing to pay or find a way to pay for that $60,000 treatment plan. So, you know, never sell yourself short. Just always continue to create value. And Dental Nachos has done a great job in doing that. So as we close, I only wanted to keep Brandon for a few minutes, but Brandon and I are both big time sports fans. I'm more college. He's more pro. But we are going to place a friendly $5 bet right now.
Okay.
And the bet is, Let's do two bets.
Okay.
All right. So the first $5 bets, who's going to make it further in the playoffs next year, the Cowboys or the Eagles?
Eagles.
Okay, I'm going Cowboys. All right, okay. We knew that answer.
Easy.
Now, with that being said, this one's going to take a little bit more patience to think this one through. Who is going to win, or who's going to play in the Super Bowl next year? Pick your NFC and your AFC team. And $5, so if you pick two of them, that will be worth $10. If you pick one of them, it's $5.
So who's going to be in the Super Bowl representing each conference next year?
Yeah.
Well, we know it's not going to be the Cowboys.
I'd probably have to agree.
And it's also not going to be the 49ers because, you know, Super Bowl loser hangover. They're going to have some faltering next year. So it really only leaves one team.
The Eagles. Yeah, okay.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say the Eagles are going to be in the Super Bowl.
Let's go AFC.
AFC? I think, and I know there's conspiracy theorists in the NFL about it being rigged and planned and all that. I think there will be a push by the league and the referees to give Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid an opportunity to three-peat. It is going to be Eagles-Chiefs, a rematch of our Super Bowl. You heard it here first. All right?
I don't think that that's a bad deal, but I would say that the Chiefs could start off 5-11. That would be the end of the season. But the Chiefs could
five
start
and five.
Off 5-5.
They'll still make it
to the Super Bowl. So I am going to agree with the Chiefs. For the NFC, I think that I'm down to two. As much as I hate to say it, I think it's going to be the 49ers and the Chiefs.
You think the 49ers can make it back?
I think they can make it back. Okay. I really like the youngness of their quarterback, and I think that that provides a great lesson in dentistry that you don't need to be the best in your class to be the best at what you do. And, you know, that kid is pretty freaking fantastic for who he is. But let's see what happens, man.
See what happens.
All right, bud.
Great as always.
Great talking to you. Thanks, Brandon. Thanks, everybody.